hear now this reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" But they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we must hear and receive your word to live eternally. These things we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. One of my favorite cartoons is the Roadrunner Coyote series. Most of you who watch cartoons, and especially if you're my age or anywhere even remotely close to my age, you must have seen the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner shows on television, on the TV, Saturday morning cartoons, or in the movie theaters and the shorts back many years ago when they first came out. You've seen the wonderful Chuck Jones, Wile E. Coyote, and Roadrunner show, and you know what the theme is. You know what's going to happen before the show even starts. The poor old coyote, he's hungry. His name, you know, Ravenous, and he's always chasing after the Roadrunner. He's going to get him. He's going to chase him. And so he's running along, and he's coming up behind the Roadrunner, and he's coming up, and he's just getting ready to get there, and the Roadrunner turns around and looks at him and sticks his tongue out, goes beep, beep, and then beep, leaves the coyote in the dust. The Roadrunner's going so fast. I feel so sorry for that coyote. He never gets the Roadrunner, and he tries so hard. He's real desirous of this Roadrunner. He's willing to spend gobs of money through mail order catalogs from Acme to buy rocket sleds and rocket propelled skates and rocket planes and guns and ammunition and bombs and tubing and screens and all sorts of neat things to try to help him to catch up to the Roadrunner or slow the Roadrunner down so that he can catch him. I used to ask my mother, "Mom, if he's willing to spend all that money to buy all this equipment to try to catch the Roadrunner, why doesn't he just go out and buy himself some food?" Mother says, "You're just thinking too hard, Greg. You're going to ruin it if you keep thinking that hard." I can remember one of my favorite scenes, and it happens probably 2 to 3 times an episode, is they're going up a winding mountain cliff road, you know, round and around and around and around, and the coyote's going along real fast, and his own trap, the oil on the curve that's supposed to catch the Roadrunner but doesn't, he gets stuck in and goes, and he goes right out over the precipice, right off the road, right out of the midair, and comes to a stop. And he turns and looks at you, And he holds up a sign that says, "This defies the law of gravity." And then, down into the chasm he goes. And then at the very, they show him going all the way down. And then, poof, and the little thing of smoke at the bottom. I feel so sorry for the poor coyote. I feel like a coyote sometimes. In a rush to go get things done, and I'm running along and I'm trying to do it. And suddenly I find that I'm out in midair. And falling to my doom. I'm sure that's kind of how Peter felt in today's gospel story. I mean, think about it. They're in the boat on the lake, and there's a storm, and it's a nasty one. And they're all afraid, and they see suddenly Jesus come walking along, and they didn't recognize him. They go, "It's a ghost!" And Jesus says, "No, it's not. It's I." Peter says, "If it's really you, have me come to you." So Jesus says, "Okay, come on." So Peter gets out of the boat, onto the water, and starts walking towards Jesus. And then the waves catch his eye, and the wind. And he goes from looking at Jesus to looking at his feet, and he starts to sink. Oh, what an awful feeling. That sinking feeling within when you realize you've run out into the water. You've run out into the waters of this life only to take your eyes off Jesus at a crucial moment and start sinking. We've all done it. I've done it many times. You get excited with God's call. You get excited with what God wants you to do. You get excited with this new idea, this new wonderful ministry that God has for you. And you get all so excited that when Jesus tells you to get out of the boat and start walking, you leap out of the boat and go running. Until suddenly, the waves catch your eye. The problems of this life. Hurting families. Brothers who disappear. Parents who don't listen. Children who ignore their parents' advice. A hurting world where kids kill kids in schools and adults shoot adults in business places. A world that is at war with itself. A community that is fighting and split. And your own body falling apart. You see the waves of this world, the waves of your life, the storms that are raging, the unsteady seas, and you find yourself sinking because your eyes have gone from Jesus to yourself. Oh, that is so easy. It is so easy to look down and to see your feet sinking into the water. This past week, it's felt as if I've been about knee-deep and going deeper. And I know for many of you, it feels like you're sinking. Today, this past week, I have felt twice like Wile E. Coyote. Run out and I'm just right off the cliff. In those moments, when you see you're sinking, when you see you're falling, when you realize my eyes have gone off Jesus, in that moment, do what Peter did. Lord, save me. The promise is Jesus will. So often we don't call out. We let ourselves keep sinking. And we go from ankle deep and shin deep to knee deep and hip deep and waist deep. And chin deep, and eye deep, until suddenly we're all the way under. The good news is that no matter how deep you are, no matter how far you've fallen, Jesus is there to take your hand. Jesus is there to take your hand when you call out, Savior, Master, save me. Oh, it's so easy to leap out of the boat and go running out all so happy and then get your attention distracted. Even the best of intentions even the calling of God and your desire to follow God cannot stop you from having that awful experience of having your attention ripped away from your Savior. My brothers and sisters, today, the second Sunday of the month, we come here together again to kneel and to pray and to stick up our hands from wherever we may have sunk and to beg Jesus, save me again. If you're sinking in the water like Peter, if you're shin deep or knee deep or hip deep or chin deep or all the way under, you're not too deep for Jesus. You're not too deep for Jesus. But likewise, if you're sitting in the boat, you've jumped out, you've run out in that water many times, and you've sunk. So now you're afraid. And so you're sitting in the boat. You're sitting in the boat today, and afraid to get out and walk on the water with Jesus. You too can come forward and kneel and ask Jesus to take your hand and walk on the water with you. My brothers and sisters, I don't know what your particular ailment may be today, what your need may be, but healing is here today, this instant. And all you have to do is in your heart, put up your hand. Say, Savior, save me. And He will. I don't care how deep you are, how far your pain, your illness, your broken family, your fears have drug you down, you're not too deep for Jesus. Call out like Peter did, and Jesus will take your hand, and you'll walk on the surface of the water again. And if you're still in the boat, call out for Jesus, and He'll take your hand, and you'll step out on the waters. Come to the altar today. Bring your prayers, your needs, your pain, your fear. Come to the altar. Give it to Jesus and take His hand. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
On the altar is a simple gift of oil. Scripture tells us that oil is a wonderful reminder, a symbol of the healing presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So as you come and as you receive this gift, know that by this gift, the Holy Spirit's presence is made real again in your souls. Would you pray? Precious Jesus, it's a simple earthly gift. It doesn't have any special merit of its own. But by faith we know that when we receive it by faith, You work a miracle. Send forth Your Holy Spirit upon this gift of oil, that by it we might be reminded of the presence, the cleansing and healing power of Your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Come to the altar if you are called. Come and take the Master's hand.
Thank you.